Pat. I'm here with Rich from Charybdis. Hi, hey. Rich. How are you doing?
You said it right. Amazing. Thank you. I'm very well, thank you.
No problem. Good. I'm fine. Awesome. Thank you. And you've got your show today.
Yeah, we're playing 4:30. We are mad excited. I've shat myself twice, I think, on the way here. I feel good now. I've had a few drinks. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Good.
I'm excited.
Okay, cool. So that's a new blood stage. So is it your first time here?
First time, yeah. Actually, we have never been here, even as a fan. I wanted to come last year, but I had no money, so I didn't. But this time, we got to come here for free, and I get to play, which is the best.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, great. Okay. So what do you think to it all then so far?
So far, it's amazing. It's very much like a mini download. Like, it's got the same vibe, probably more friendly, I think.
Yeah.
Loving it so far. I'm happy to be here. It's good weather, I think, as well, even though the... It's cloudy. You can still get burnt like this.
Yeah.
I swear, I'm Scottish, so it's the shortest weather for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So you released your album From the Depths last year. How's it been going?
So far, so good, man. We're happy with the response. We released it. Yeah, it was last June or maybe July.
Yeah.
We played a show in a Purple Turtle. It went on forever. We played everything, I think, and I nearly died from dehydration. But yeah, it was a really good show. Really good response. We sold stuff, which is more than we anticipated. You know, people from around the world are buying it, and which is good. I'm happy to be a part of it. I only joined the band 2 years ago. They were a band before me. They're different vocalists, but I came along and. I changed things a bit for them, but it's all going well. We're very organic writing our new stuff now. We're enjoying it a lot more. Yeah.
Are you working on a new album already?
We're playing new songs today. We've been trying them out. We played a tour with Cambion.
Yeah.
Played a tour with them. It was like a 7-date thing, and we played the 2 new songs to see how people felt. It seemed to go really well. People like it a lot. One of our songs called Constellations, we're going to release later in the year as a single. But that's going to be on the new album. It's definitely going to be one of our big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Okay. So what are your plans then when you've played here today? What are you going to be doing?
After today, I'm going to get shit-faced and not wake up. Or not sleep. Not sure which one.
Yeah.
But after that, we've got like some gigs lined up. Nothing massive, just little gigs here and there. We won't say no to gigs, but we're not looking for anything. We're writing now. We're going to focus on writing, so we're going to start. We want to start recording next year as early as possible. But it takes us about 6 months to write one song, so who knows how long that'll take?
Maybe a while. Though,
yeah,
but worth waiting for.
Yeah, no, we're doing well at the moment.
So you used Russ Russell as producer for the last album. Yeah. So he's a great producer.
Amazing producer. I joined the band 2 months before recording with them, and it was a bit of pressure because I changed a lot of the vocals on the songs that were there already.
Yeah.
Russ really liked it. In fact, one song I wrote on the day of recording in front of Russ. I think he was a bit annoyed at me at first that I came to do that.
Yeah.
But then he really liked that song. It's his favourite song on the album, so it worked. It worked really well, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And you've just released a single, Minor Tour.
Oh, yeah, that was a video, yeah. We recorded that video ages ago, and we had lots of little technical difficulties. We used an independent... director, a friend of ours, and he obviously had a lot of work going on, so we had to keep saying what we wanted edited, and when he had time to do it, he would do it, because he was doing it for mates rates.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're happy with it now. We come out, we don't know the response because we've put it out and come here.
Yeah.
So we're gonna wait, come back after the show, after the weekend even, and see what happens with that. Yeah, but we think it's people like it. We saw a small amount of likes and comments on Facebook, so we'll see how it is. Yeah.
Oh, great. So, who are you looking forward to seeing at the festival then? Any favourite bands?
Well, tomorrow is definitely a big day. Gojira, big fans of them. In fact, all the headlining bands this weekend. Lamb of God tomorrow as well, we're definitely staying for them. I think we have to leave on Sunday, but I'm adamant to stay for Whitechapel. They're like one of my inspirations of vocals. I love that band a lot. But yeah, so they're probably three main bands I'm here to see is them, yeah.
Yeah. Great, cool. Okay. Can you tell me a bit about the name of your band, where it comes from? Because it's very unusual.
It's from Homer's Odyssey in the Greek mythology sort of vibe. Charybdis was a sea demon. There was Scylla and Charybdis. Scylla, as we just said in another interview, sounds too much like Scylla Black, so we didn't go with that. But yeah, I joined before the band was named actually by our drummer's mum, as so metal that as it is. Yeah. But yeah, she's a very intelligent woman, and yeah, it was a good idea. The name's spelled differently, but it is basically based on that.
We
do like we went for a Greek mythology theme from the album. Not really much in the lyric department. Like the lyric department was just my choice, my choosing of writing. But the names we picked, like to try and make it that sort of vibe. It was good. Like, people dug it. It was good. Yeah.
Well, it stands out.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. So, yeah. We're not sure whether to do another theme or just go mental on the next one. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So are you the main songwriter then?
Lyrically, I am. Yeah. But yeah, we all as a band, we all write everything together, like music. No one song is written by one person, like everyone puts in their five pence. It's wicked, we work hard at it. That's why it takes so long. Everyone needs to be happy.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Everyone's got mad influences, different influences, so yeah.
What, quite all in the field of metal? Or?
Yeah, I mean, Mitch, the drummer, he's very much a classically trained musician. He plays the violin. He's in another group called Bojangles. If you get a chance to check them out, they're a violin string quartet. Really good, very theatrical. We were told never to say this, but fuck it, you know. it's fun. He's really good. He's so talented. He's like he's one of the most talented people I've ever met. So you can laugh at him, but remember that.
Would you like to leave a message for the people who are listening to this?
If you haven't checked us here at Bloodstock, or if you don't even know who we are, have a listen to us, go to our Facebook, check out the social networking sites. We hope that we appease to most people, and we're here to make it big so that we're not going to go away.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Well, I hope you have a great show anyway, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Okay. Just love you too.